This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. The flu is killing 100 people a day, we're told, across America. And yet, what we're not told, what you're never told, is that some of those deaths are because of the flu vaccine. Welcome to this podcast. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, editor of naturalnews.com, publisher of science.news. That's a new site you got to check out. And also, of course, you can read my podcast or listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Now, what are you not being told about the flu vaccine? Well, it turns out that the flu shot, even when it works, which is rare because it's usually the wrong strain, but sometimes it works, but it creates increased vulnerability to influenza infections in subsequent years. In other words, there's something about the flu shot, and we could talk about what that is because we know, that makes you, it weakens your immune system, makes you more vulnerable, makes you more likely to catch the flu, which means you're more likely to die from the flu. The flu shot, in other words, is killing people all across America. People would be better off and we would have fewer deaths from influenza if no one got the flu shot. And instead, people boosted their immune systems with vitamin D. There are other nutrients that enhance immune function, such as vitamin C and zinc and so on, many others, adaptogenic herbs, immune-boosting herbs, and so on, that can help your body handle natural exposure to influenza strains and build your own immune response without having to be injected with mercury or aluminum or squalene or MSG or antibiotics and all these other toxic chemicals and heavy metals that are found in vaccines. I recently interviewed Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, who reiterated the fact that it's more dangerous to get the flu shot than it is to get the flu. Flu shot sets you up for future infections that could be fatal, whereas getting the flu is almost never fatal. And especially if you enhance your immune system and just support your body's ability to defend itself against the flu, then at that point, you're in great shape. You're extremely unlikely to be killed by the flu, but you're almost certain to build stronger antibodies that give you protection against other influenza strains in subsequent years. Plus, you're not poisoning yourself with all the toxic heavy metals and chemicals that are found in vaccines. So if you wonder why there are 100 people a day dying across America from the flu, it's because of the vaccine industry. It's because of the flu shots. They are the ones, in effect, setting people up to be killed by infectious disease. Now, of course, they twist it around and they say, oh my God, this is why everybody must get a flu shot. They say, look at the number of deaths. Everybody hurry up, go get a flu shot. They never tell you that most of those people are people who had flu shots. You see this in every outbreak. In almost every outbreak, whether it's a measles outbreak or a mumps outbreak or an influenza outbreak, most of the people who get the disease, who are afflicted by it, are people who were already immunized. So wait a minute, you say, well, that must mean that the vaccines don't work. Yeah, you think? You think? I mean, look, I never get vaccinated. I mean, I was vaccinated as a kid, but I haven't been vaccinated in maybe it's two decades at this. No, it's got to be more than that. I don't know the exact number, but it's been, let's say, at least a couple of decades, probably longer. Do I ever get the flu? No. Do I ever get the measles? No. Do I go out in public and interact with people? Yeah, I met over 500 people at a recent event in Dallas. I shook hands. I took pictures with people. Did I get sick? No. Why? How can that be? When I never get vaccines, how come I'm not dead from the flu? Well, because I have a strong immune system, because I take vitamin D, I do the things that I recommend you do. I protect my body and I don't get the vaccine shot. And that's why I have a strong immune system. And that's why I'm not afraid of the flu. I'm not even afraid of Ebola. I'm not afraid of, I don't know, what else is out there right now. I'm not afraid of infectious disease that's spreading in the wild. What I'm afraid of is vaccinated people because they're the ones who are most likely to carry it because they have weakened immune systems, compromised health, and they're the ones who shed viruses. You know, you go get a smallpox vaccine, you start shedding smallpox. You get a chickenpox vaccine, you start shedding and spreading, you know, chickenpox viruses, the herpes viruses. This is well documented. It's actually listed right on the vaccine insert sheet. If you go get a chickenpox vaccine insert sheet and dare to read it, first of all, you'll need a magnifying glass because it's very microscopic print. But if you dare to read it, it will say, beware that the people, whoever gets this shot, the chickenpox shot, can give other people the chickenpox after getting the shot. Because the shot contains enough live virus that it causes people to spread the disease that they're being vaccinated against. That's why the vaccine industry is such insane quackery. The vaccine industry is full of liars. The vaccine industry is full of unethical violators of children and violators of medical ethics. The vaccine industry is steeped in criminality, scientific fraud, deception, propaganda, covering up the real science. I mean, the vaccine industry, if it didn't exist at all, there would be fewer people dying of infectious disease in America today. That's how dangerous the vaccine industry is. And yet people dutifully line up to be injected with all these toxic chemicals, give some of their children autism, that cause immune toxicity, that cause kidney failure in some people, neurological disorders like minor brain lobotomies from all the mercury and the flu shots. If you go get a flu shot, you're basically saying you hate yourself. That you trust the pharmaceutical industry that uses children for medical experiments as human guinea pigs, you trust them when they've been caught shipping live viruses all over the world when they're supposed to be attenuated or weakened, but they're actually live viruses. You trust this industry that lies and commits scientific fraud and covers up the fact that vaccines cause autism, especially in young African-American children. That industry is steeped in criminality and fraud and deception. Why would you inject your body with something made by those people when you know they're so dishonest that even their own virologists file false claims act with the federal government that claim the whole thing is a total fraud? That we've covered that too. That happened at Merck. Just search for, go to naturalnews.com, search for news on Merck virologists, or type in false claims act. You'll bring it up. We've covered this. It's an astonishing admission of total vaccine fraud at Merck by the virologist scientists who work there and who are running the deception. They were ordered by Merck management to spike blood samples with animal-derived antibodies in order to trick the FDA into thinking that the vaccines were working. The whole thing was a fraud. You talk about massive scientific fraud. And have they ever been called to task for that? Nope. Because the vaccine industry has absolute legal immunity. The vaccine industry is probably right up there. I'm starting to think there's like a triad of evil in this country. And I think the triad of evil is Monsanto, Google, and the vaccine industry, mostly Merck, you know, led by Merck. I mean, that's the triad of extreme evil. Think about how much evil those three companies do. Google covers up the truth, censors the truth, spreads disinformation. Google's run as a left-wing cult, bunch of Looney Tunes people. They're into like furries and they think they're dragonkin running around. I don't know what they are at Google. They're some kind of weird left-wing cult, and they systematically demean white people for being white. So they're racists and they discriminate against people based on the color of their skin or the lack of color of their skin, technically. That's Google. And then, of course, you got Monsanto that we've covered elsewhere. It's like infests farmers' fields with their GMOs and then sues the farmers claiming they stole their seeds. I mean, give me a break. Your genetic pollution. And then you've got Merck and the vaccine industry, which is just steeped in evil and criminality. And you know what all three of these have in common is they're just seething with this kind of satanic cultist energy of destroying knowledge and destroying life and destroying children, destroying, you know, food, contaminating the food supply, contaminating minds and brains. I mean, what does Google have in common with the vaccine industry? They destroy minds. Google does it through disinfo or disinformation. Vaccine industry does it with chemical lobotomies that cause autism. Google and the vaccine industry go hand in hand. And that's why, did you know that Google ran this thing where if you search for depression, it would recommend this self-diagnosis depression tool, which is total quackery, but it was created by the drug industry. And Google would run it so that if you search for depression, then you click on this tool and then you get to self-diagnose yourself with clinical depression and then go to your doctor and ask for antidepressant drugs. That was the whole thing. Google's in bed with the corrupt pharmaceutical cartels, the drug cartels of America. That's who Google is in bed with. I mean, no wonder their people are so insane with all their furries and their dragonkin. They think they're like mythical creatures. How do they become so insane? Well, they're all on drugs. They're all on, and they're vaccinated. They're getting lobotomies. They're getting mercury damage to their brains. And frankly, this is a lot of what's happened in the left coast of California is people there are just totally brain damaged. They've been exposed to all these toxic chemicals through the food, through the medicine, through the water supply. You know, San Francisco just published a crap map documenting the GPS locations of all the human feces dumps all over the city, making San Francisco an actual shithole city of America. As, you know, it's supposed to be a left-wing mecca, and it's actually covered in human waste and feces. And that's not even to mention the whole biosludge issue, which is, of course, cities collecting all their human waste and then dumping it in the countryside and calling it recycling, because that the left thinks that's a great idea, too, to just spread all their crap all over the countryside. I mean, the insanity has a cause. The insanity comes from the mass chemical contamination, the pollution, the injection of vaccines, the damaging of brains, the chemicals in the bottled water, by the way. There are thousands of chemicals in bottled water. I'm just telling you right up front. The nation is being driven totally insane by all these toxic vaccines and toxic cosmetics, toxic laundry detergent, toxic heavy metals in the food supply, toxic fake news media, CNN, New York Times. The toxicity it exists at every level. And that is why America is going insane. And that's why the left coast, I mean, you almost can't even have a conversation with leftists anymore because they're so delusional. They're absolutely insane, like psychopathic, just off their rockers insane. I've seen videos where like people go to the women's march and everything or ask them like, what are you marching for today? And the marchers can't even put together a cohesive sentence to answer that question. They have no rational reason why they're marching. They don't know what they stand for. They don't even know why they're there. It's just there's a crowd in vagina hats. Oh, they're just there. They have no idea why. No idea. I've seen videos about Antifa leftists that are being interviewed. Like, why are you Antifa? What do you oppose? And they will sit there and say they oppose the very things that they are doing. It's like, we oppose violence against people who are just trying to speak out. Like, you are threatening violence against people who are speaking out. That's exactly what you are doing. And they'll say, it's okay to commit violence, they say, against people who disagree with us. Oh, really? Why are you just, have you just lost your mind? What's the deal? But that's what goes on out there. And vaccines are just part of it, you know, kind of a sad, frustrating part of it, but just one layer of the really what you should call the intoxication of America, the intoxication, the mass poisoning through multiple vectors. It is a mass poisoning. And that's why those of us like you and I who are not poisoning ourselves on a routine basis because we eat healthy foods, we avoid all the toxic cosmetics, we protect our brains from toxic fake news, we don't watch CNN, we don't watch TV, most of us. This is why we are so much more aware and informed, like orders of magnitude more informed, if you could put a number on it, versus the masses that are brainwashed and dumbed down and lobotomized. Frankly, most of them have been turned into zombies at this point. The zombie apocalypse is on. And it starts in San Francisco with human turds on every street corner. You didn't know the zombie apocalypse was going to start with human turds, did you? That's never been depicted in the zombie movies, but apparently that's where it all begins, with the crap map of San Francisco. You're riding the trolley, you run over a pile of human dung. That's welcome to San Francisco. Yeah, it's all happening, folks. It's all happening. So, hey, if you want to keep your senses about you, stay organic, avoid the pesticides, avoid the heavy metals, drink clean water, make sure you filter your water, use a sauna, you know, sweat out the toxins. It actually works. It does reduce your toxic load. Exercise, get some sunshine, avoid the restaurant foods, the fast food, the junk food, the fried food, the artificial food, the GMO food. Eat healthy, be healthy, and you will make it through this. Because we're looking at the collapse of human civilization, frankly, with all this. I don't have time to cover it. I got to wrap this podcast up, but I have spoken about that before. I'll talk about it more down the road. But we are coming to the convergence of insanity and unsustainability, both economically and natural resource-wise. And the combination is going to be utter freaking collapse of humanity as we know it today. But you can make it through. You can survive. But you gotta protect your brain, your cognitive function. You gotta make sure you're not exposed to all these toxic chemicals. Don't get the vaccines. Don't eat heavy metals. Don't eat the pesticides. Don't eat the GMOs. You know, don't use Tide laundry detergent. You gotta protect yourself. And keep listening to HealthRangerReport.com. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. I'll help be your guide on this. I'll use the lab science. I'll show you what's clean and what's not clean to help you make these decisions. So you and I together can navigate this freaking minefield of pollution that has become our world. But we can make it through. So there is a positive upside to all this. Yes, we can make it through. You can dance around the human zombie dung in San Francisco. You can make it through. That's what the crap map is for. So you don't step on it. Oh man, it's unreal. I never would have even guessed that. In any case, thank you for listening. I'll keep you posted. I'll keep you informed. Keep listening and reading. There's a lot more coming. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.